You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is rhodopsin? Rhodopsin is spelled R-H-O-D-O-P-S-I-N. It's one of those funny-sounding science words. However, as any planetarium operator or park naturalist who does star programs will tell you, it's important stuff. Rhodopsin is a pigment, one of those coloring chemicals in the tissues of plants and animals. This pigment is found in most vertebrates, which are the animals that have spinal columns, including humans. It's a pigment that's found in eyes, in a part of the eye called the retina. The retina is a thin layer of tissue that's sensitive to light, and rhodopsin is the pigment that helps us see in low light conditions. You've probably noticed that when the lights in your room are turned off at bedtime, at first the room is pitch black, even if there's some hallway light coming under the door. But after a little while, you can start to see a little. Rhodopsin is what causes that night vision. The retina has two main types of light-sensitive cells. The cone cells see color, and the rods, which see black and white. Rhodopsin is located in the rods. When rhodopsin is exposed to light, the shape of the rhodopsin molecules changes and the pigment breaks down. When there isn't much light, rhodopsin is produced faster than it's broken down. The breakdown step is also called bleaching by biologists. So this process is a cycle, forming and bleaching over and over, depending on the light levels. Rhodopsin is purplish in color, so it's also called visual purple. Think about the color spectrum, or the rainbow. Red is on one side and purple all the way on the other, with orange, yellow, green, and blue in between. Red light allows visual purple, rhodopsin, to form a little faster than normal white light. In fact, try this experiment at home. You'll need a sheet of clear red plastic, such as what you can get from a craft store. Hang it down from the shade of a lamp. Make sure that it's not touching the bulb. After a while, turn off this red light so the room is dark and see how long it takes for your night vision to kick in. Then remove the red plastic so you have normal white light. After a little while, turn off the white light, and this time you should notice that it takes a little longer for your eyes to adjust to the dark than when you use the red light. In fact, that's why planetarium operators and naturalists on night hikes use red light to read their notes or their star charts. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the pigment rhodopsin, or visual purple. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.